chair of the Visual Communications Department here at the S.I. Neuhaus School of Public Communications. Professor Strong, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Just to give people some background, some context into who you are, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background in the field and let us know what it is about this realm of work that got you into it.
I have worked for many years as a visual communicator. I started as a photojournalist, as a photographer, traveling around the world. At this point, I've been in 68 countries working for lots of different both journalistic and nonprofit organizations. And as time went on, transitioned into video as well as still photography, and have had images published in everything ranging from Time Magazine and National Geographic to working for the State Department and other organizations overseas, both creating content as well as teaching. And so now here at Neuhaus, I'm excited to be able to continue educating the next generation of visual communicators through our master's program, which is actually called the Multimedia Photography and Design Master's Degree.
That's good to know, because I know from our research that it can be a little confusing when you're going through the materials and whatnot. What specifically you're getting, like, wait, am I getting like a visual communications degree, or am I getting a multimedia degree, or what is it? So that's good to have that cleared up. So what about the field of visual communication and design, and I guess also photography and multimedia, but what about that field is most exciting to you, and what are the ways that you see that field evolving in the next 5, 10, 20 years?
The thing that's most exciting to me is that the field has changed in a way that really just allows you to tell the story in a way that most makes sense for you and for whatever story it is you're trying to tell. Before, in the old years, you were sort of boxed into either being, you're a photographer, or you're a videographer, or you're a motion graphic specialist, or you're a designer, or whatever. And our degree, it's new this year, and what's exciting to us is that really we're allowing the student to personalize the degree. What is it that you want to do when you leave here? And our hope, our desire, is to help you get the skills that you need in order to accomplish your dreams. Think of us as the guides, as you're on a quest for whatever it is, wherever you want to head in the future. And so our program is shaped so that we can help you. If you really want to focus on photography, great. If you want to focus on video, great. If you want to focus on design, great. But what about the ones that in between? What if you want video and motion graphics? What if you want photography because you're going to be working for a publication that also needs video? You can shape the program so that it meets your needs. So for us, that's exciting because it allows the student, as the industry shifts and expectations of graduates change, it allows our students to change. Now we're offering courses in augmented reality. What if that's where you want to focus on in the future? Or user experience, user interface design. What if you want to focus on some other niche you're able to now?
I like that. I think that a lot of students often feel very boxed in to what they're, you know, I go to school, I take classes A through D, and I walk out with my degree. I think that a lot of students often are wanting that sort of design aspect where they can shape it to their own interests, especially in a field as broad as visual communications. You know, it would be impossible to, even in a year or two, to say, we're going to teach you everything. I mean, obviously, that's not possible.
No.
I was not expecting to hear UX, AR, I was going to ask you about, so that's good to know that that's in there. But it's interesting to me that students really can shape it however they want it to be and move in directions they want, because some kids might want to do the new app with the new AR game, whether it's Pokemon Go or whatever's next. And some kids might want to do Planet Earth and National Geographic type things. So it's great to hear.
I mean, in fact, one great example is we had a student who almost didn't come here because she thought that we weren't diehard black and white documentary photographers enough. And by the time she left, she was a fiction filmmaker.
Really?
And her film, her master's project, actually won the Charleston International Film Festival. 750 films submitted, and her film won Best Film. And then she was awarded the Audi Fellowship for Female directors, where they gave her, I think, is $250,000 to go to AFI, and she's got pictures of herself with Diane Keaton and all these different things. But she came here thinking she wanted to be a black and white still photographer and left a fiction filmmaker. So it's the opportunity for people to kind of discover, oh, really, I want to speak to these issues, but maybe it's not documentary. Maybe it's the same issue, but being able to do it through fiction film, and it opens up other possibilities as they travel through their educational experience here at Newhouse.
I think we've touched on this, but let's really try to give a definitive answer, maybe. Why should a prospective student consider Newhouse, as opposed to any other graduate school or program? Lots of schools have some semblance of a visual design program. What sets Newhouse apart in your mind?
Well, one of the things, there are so many of them, we could talk for 20 minutes just on this, but one of the things is the quality of our faculty. We have some of the top folks in the world teaching in our school. If you want to understand lighting in the studio or on location, you have Gregory Heisler. If you look him up online, a lot of times you'll read the word legendary in front of him. The guy has shot 74 covers of Time magazine. He's shot everybody from Al Pacino to Yasser Arafat to presidents and movie stars, you name it. He's met them and photographed them and brings those into the classroom, those experiences for the student. You want to understand picture editing or project development. You've got Mike Davis, who twice won Picture Editor of the Year. He worked at National Geographic as a picture editor. He's worked in the White House. He was the editor during 9/11. He's run other major publications. On the film editing side, we bring in Doug Blush from LA, who's won 2 Academy Awards, and he came actually a few years, his first year here with us teaching. We had a big bonfire in my backyard at the end of his class, and we're out there eating marshmallows and hot dogs, watching his films in the backyard, and the next day he drove to New York and won 2 Emmys. He was like, this was a perfect weekend, you know, it was like so exciting. But he comes in and teaches the art of editing for our students. We've got Lynn Johnson, who's a working National Geographic photographer, who comes in and teaches that side of it. On the design side, I mean, we have one of our faculty members, the one that's teaching the immersive design course. She's making it for real. She has investors who, she told me today, one investor is offering her $50,000 to continue on her AR app. And she's under a non-disclosure agreement with DreamWorks and another big company to develop a different AR app for them. She's not talking about it theoretically. She's making it now, and she's bringing it to market, and that information then gets transferred to the student, and so they understand it in real-world terms. So the faculty is one. We've got tremendous facilities, and it's not just going back to the faculty, not just our own faculty. Our belief in this is you don't have to stay within Viz. When you want to learn about audio production, we get you in touch with Doug Quinn, and we have you take his classes because he's an expert, but he's in another department. But our belief is it's about what's best for you. It doesn't matter so much as to what department it is. So we want to push you to wherever you can get what you need throughout the school. Also, we do a lot of big projects. We just celebrated a 4-day intensive weekend called the Fall Workshop, where we bring in 20 professionals from the outside world. And we're talking about top editors from NPR or National Geographic, Time Magazine or New York Times, or filmmakers and production houses who come in for the whole weekend just to work with our students. The event, we had 160, 170 people involved. Nikon was here as one of the big sponsors. Everybody got these super cool hoodies and the whole deal. But by the end of the weekend, we had a gallery exhibition with 100 prints from the work that the students made over the weekend. We had an hour and a half long film screening with the films that were created. And a lot of those films and photos go on and win awards from that. But so it's this real life merger of the professional world with the students that allow them from the get-go to start thinking of themselves as professionals. And in last year in my course, for instance, I teach 2 video production courses. The advanced one, they're getting real clients. One of the students made $5,000 on his class project from a client that he got. And so another one as a sophomore was actually, he talked an Ecuadorian guitar company into flying him to Ecuador to shoot the project for them about how their guitars were made. And he took his Red camera down, shot the commercial for them, brought it back, turned it into me for his class project. But he has now an international piece in his portfolio, as well as a really cool experience. So it's this idea that you're a professional now, not later, thinking about expanding your tool set so that you can produce work in a variety of mediums and produce at a level that's already considered professional before you leave school, not after. And I could go on and on and on. International trips and all kinds of things that we do. We take students to New York and Washington, all these things. But those are some of them.
No, that's incredible. It's so great to hear that so many students are really getting that practical experience. And I think that's one of the big draws to Newhouse for Newhouse to a lot of prospective students, is that it's not solely sitting in a classroom. It's walking out of here with very practical application of skills. It's not just, I can explain the thing to you. And in theory, I could do it. It's, I've already done it. I've flown to Ecuador with my camera, and I've made it. And here's the thing that I want to show you. And I think it really helps potential employers have a greater sense of who you are, what your voice is as a storyteller, and how they can immediately benefit from you.
And because our students are able to customize their education, where they go afterwards is very, everybody is different. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden, Vice President Joe Biden, called up and hired one of our grads before she was even done the program to come to the White House and fly around with him on Air Force Two and document the last 4 months of his time at the White House. Another one went to the New York Yankees. He wanted to be a sports photographer and went straight down to the Yankees. It's important that people understand our program is both documentary journalistic, as well as we have the whole commercial advertising side of it, and they're out producing. So they're doing commercial work as well as the journalistic documentary work. Because of that, they go to all kinds of, from the Metropolitan Museum of Art to, as I said, the White House, to lots of major magazines and publications, National Geographic and different places like that, New York Times, Washington Post, etc., to production facilities, video productions, high-end production places where they're able to start working, and not just at the bottom, but actually much higher. And they're making their own films, and they're winning film festivals and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, go ahead.
Very casual Monday morning water cooler talk.
Yeah.
What did you do this week? I flew to England. It was great.
Yeah, actually, it's kind of amazing. One of them said to me, Bruce, I'm really sorry. I'm gonna miss class on Friday. This was last year. I need to fly to New Orleans. I said, what are you doing on New Orleans? She said, well, actually, I won 2 Emmys, and I'm flying down to pick up. They're regional Emmys, but she won 2 Emmys, and she was flying down to pick them up.
That ain't bad at all. Graduate program's only a year. And
it's a year to a year and a half. Yeah. We generally encourage people to come 18 months as opposed to 12 months. We believe,
including boot camp in this equation.
Yeah. Okay. So you go through boot camp in the summer, then you have the year, and then come back the following fall. Mm-hmm. And that following fall is really about improving your projects and working on classes, picking up the things you didn't get the first year. Mm-hmm. And in our program, you have to produce a master's project. So the project, again, is customized based on whatever it is you're studying. But it's a project that proves you learned what it was you came here to learn. And so it is a great opportunity for students to create portfolio pieces. Many of them go on to win major awards. In fact, one person's master's project is the cover of Time magazine this week. She's been in Liberia, and it's on the cover of Time magazine. So they produce work. Not everybody does that, okay? I don't want to set the bar ridiculously high, but many of them go on and produce great work. But it's that actually is after their coursework. So they come in, they finish up their coursework, they can be working on their project all along the way, and then they defend afterwards. There's 3 people committee, they bring in their work, they show it, and once that is finished, then they've actually graduated.
So it's akin to a thesis, more or less.
Yeah, okay. The same kind of thing, except it's a project.
Exactly. So what is the single biggest misconception about the visual communication field, and take that in whatever direction you want it, and how does a Newhouse education combat that? So what sort of misconceptions are students coming in with, and how do you break that down and rebuild it from there?
Well, one of the things our department struggles with is because we're called visual communications, we're not based around a platform, a distribution platform. When you read the words broadcast, you know exactly where you're going to work. Magazine, you know where you're going to go. Or television, radio, film, you have a good idea of the distribution platform. We're visual communications. And so we work across all those fields. And as you develop as a human being, as a person, as you age, you might start in one area, but our desire is to teach you in a way that you can change over time so that you understand the principles and are able to morph into different fields. Some of our people now, they work for the New York Times today, and then they fly down to Chile and work on an advertising campaign tomorrow for North Face or Patagonia, and then the next week they fly off to Africa to work for a nonprofit organization. We want you to be able to understand not only technically how to do it, but the ethics that are involved with working in the different areas. We want you to understand also the business components. A lot of our competitors don't do anything with business. We actually bring in these top professionals to teach them the fundamentals of the business practices you need to have to survive. We don't want starving artists afterwards. We want people to be able to thrive. It's the fact that we're not a platform. Sometimes people struggle a little bit trying to visualize where they want to go in the future based on our degree. But the idea is that we can teach you how to get where it is you want to go and not necessarily be constricted to a single platform.
What else would you like prospective students to know about Newhouse in general, Syracuse, you know, the visual communications field? What sort of information would you want somebody to be able to take away from listening to
this? Sure. Some of our major competitors are journalism schools, and we're not, as I said earlier, we're not a journalism school. We have journalism here, but it's not. And so, for instance, my video class, one of the beauties of the class is that you have people who have very different desires or passions all in the same class. And so they're learning from each other. They're pulling different understanding or different ways of approaching things into their work. You have these people in the same class learning things from each other and drawing different ways so it doesn't become an echo chamber. And to me, that's fascinating when you talk about how do you create a new message. It's not just listening to what has been done before, but it's taking these different ideas and then slamming them together and creating something new. And to me, that's something that makes us unique from programs out there, other schools that are, I'm a journalism school, or I'm this, or I'm that. No, we're a visual communications, and you're going to learn a lot of things from not just from the professors, but from your peers. And then from there, they often go on and hire each other because they know the learning styles. And the Newhouse network evolves. It starts in our classes and then expands to alumni and others who wind up hiring many of our alums.
Really good to touch on the Newhouse network part of it. And it is true that one of the best things about any program at Newhouse, I think, is the very strong alumni connections and how easy it is to leverage that. So it's if you, listener, are considering coming here, know that all the people that Professor Strong mentioned today and all those things, if you heard National Geographic or Working for a Celebrity or the Yankees or whatever, those are available at least to reach out to. And that's something that's really, I think, fantastic.
And like other experiences, we also try to tap into New York. So last year, I took a whole bunch of the filmmakers down to New York, and we went from Steiner Studios, which is one of the largest film studios east of Hollywood. We went through all their studios, and we were on sets where literally some of the big current productions are being shot, to the New York Times, where we sat in the A1 meeting where the front page of the New York Times was being decided on what was going to be on the front page, to Time Magazine, and we met with the video people there, down to NBC Studios, where one of our grads is working as a film producer for NBC Studios. And we actually got to sit in the control room during the nightly news the night Trump's towers caught on fire right during the news. So they were ripping up all of the broadcast right in front of us. It was like being in a film, you know, when all of a sudden everything goes crazy.
The broadcast equivalent of Stop the Presses.
Yeah, exactly. But having those experiences where you're in the film world and the broadcast world and the still world, you know, all those things, being able to, again, see them in real life and bring them back into your educational experience is also something I think that sets us apart and makes us different than a lot of the other programs. So we're excited. We're all excited. Come visit. We'd love to meet you and take you around and show you. And don't be worried about the snow. It's a great opportunity to experience something different, especially I lived in Southern California for 11 years. And, you know, sometimes I hear from people, oh, the snow is so cold. You know, it's only a short period of time, and it's a different adventure. Because I'm hoping that our students come here not wanting to live a boring story, but wanting to live an epic. And this is just one exciting chapter as they learn not just how to tell other people's stories, but come to understand that they are living a story and that what you do in life is the story that you are creating, your own personal story, and that we feel privileged to be able to be part of your story.
There you go. Could not have summed that up better if I tried. Thank you, Professor Strong, for joining us on Newhouse Insider and sharing your experiences and advice with us today.
Thank you, Eric.
If you're a prospective student or just want to learn more about the VIS department or any of our graduate programs, visit www.newhouseinsider.syr.edu. Thanks for listening.